Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tomorrow, outside lands information. Mm-hmm. We're going to lay out the whole thing as much as we've got because it can't be the lineups yet. That's got to be a little further down. So it'll be early bird stuff. Some cool information starting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Also, Warriors, the first concerts that are getting announced for Chase Center.
Exciting.
So tomorrow we'll have a chance for you to get a pair of tickets to the very first concert. I don't know who the concert's going to be, but we'll be announcing it. We'll be announcing that tomorrow with our brains. And we'll tell you who it is. And you'll have a chance to win. So you can be at the very first concert that happens at the Chase Center. You'll always be able to, that'll be your thing.
Hey, you know, I was at the very first concert.
Your
ever
claim to fame.
There it is.
Someone
you can
asked,
post about it on Instagram.
Right.
Someone asked, where's the new stadium? And I thought, well, that's easy, except that it's now called South Beach, right? It's not easy. Is that area South Beach?
Oh, that area, yes.
Yeah.
Because I think South Beach to most San Franciscans or Bay Area people, they'd go, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's
not
North Beach.
South Beach.
Yeah.
They're just trying to give it a hip
Beach?
New name.
Well, right, and that's it.
It's right by AT. What's it called now? It's
Oracle, not AT, Park.
Oracle Park.
South of Oracle Park.
South of Oracle Park.
Yeah. Near past the hospital. Past the hospital.
You know what? Bryn has been there before. Is it right before the hospital? We're talking about Chase Center.
Yeah. So it's, you know where that parking lot is next to Oracle Park?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's close to there. So it's, I would say it's next to the... The hospital?
Is that Lefty and Duels Bridge?
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
yes.
But it's like, right, so you take the left at the park, and then it's like right around
down the
corner. The
street
there.
Yeah, you go over that bridge.
Yeah.
And then
but it's down the street from there.
Yes.
A ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very close. So
yeah, not far at all.
Oracle Park.
It's right.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, they're going to be sharing parking lots, basically.
I walked by it when it was still under construction, and that was not that long ago, and now it's just about done. I mean,
yeah, I saw pictures. The news was showing pictures.
Yeah.
Looks beautiful.
When is the... well, I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Sarah.
Yes.
It's going to be interesting.
The new Chase Center. So we'll have a pair of tickets for the first concert ever, and we'll tell you who it is, and we'll... I guess they're about to announce the whole lineup that they have going there. We are theorizing that the Black Keys, who have a TBA date,
someone texted us, and you can never trust texters.
True that.
Because they could be anybody. But someone said that John Mayer announced on his page that he's playing the Chase Center.
Oh, yeah, they said like in an Instagram story or something.
Oh, funny.
He did.
So there's one.
Well, it makes sense.
Everybody's going to want to go there.
Sure. So it was St. Patrick's Day yesterday. Did anybody do anything? I even didn't put green on. Because we had our corned beef and cabbage on Saturday night.
Oh,
you didn't have it
last
Sunday?
Night.
Oh, nah. I had mine yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, so just last night.
Sandy made it for everybody, and Isla would not take one bite.
Oh.
And the
She's
missus
crazy.
Had it for the first time.
Oh.
Did she like it?
I was like, you got to be kidding. You've never had...
My mom, we used to call it boiled dinner. We'd have it all the time. She wouldn't make it with corned beef, though. It was everything, you know, the cabbage, the turnip, the potatoes, the carrots, and hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
We were poor. She would throw in hot dogs. And we'd call
it
boiled.
Corned beef expensive? I've never had
it
myself.
I mean, I'm sure it's more expensive than a pack of hot dogs. But that's how we would have. So I didn't even know. Like, later, it wasn't until I started dating John that I started having actual. I was like, oh, this is what the fuss is all about. This is delicious. This blows hot dogs out of the water. Boiled dinner.
All right.
We were talking about it as he was making it. I'm like, why don't we make this more? Like, we should be making this all the time.
Well, it's the same as turkey. When turkey comes around,
I know.
Yeah.
Why don't we have this all the time?
Thanksgiving dinner, and then you realize because it's not available at the store usually. It's part of it.
I wouldn't know. I've never looked for a turkey at any other time.
Right.
Well, than when I'm doing
I've gotten like turkey legs before at different times. Mm. Where you could just buy the big legs.
Seems like you must Disneyland. Be able to get just like yeah. a frozen turkey.
It's just different.
Right. It's not marketed
the rest of the year.
At the time.
Right.
You have to dig through the frozen bread to get to the, oh, look, there's a turkey. Anyway, so yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. Hope you had a great weekend and did all the things you wanted to do. There was a show in Boston over the weekend. I guess this was Friday night. So it's not exactly a St. Patrick's Day story, but it's the Dropkick Murphys. And it was on St. Patrick's Day weekend, so it's, you know, it's very Irish.
That's a rager.
Yeah, so and what would that be without a brawl?
Oh.
Luckily, the world did not have to find out. There was a brawl, don't you worry.
Everybody okay? Or
sure, I guess. Somebody's all bloody, but the bassist, I guess, got into it with somebody. They were playing the House of Blues Friday night, and Ken Casey, who is the bass player for the Dropkick Murphys, saw some idiot in the front elbowing and hitting women to get them out of his way so he could get up to the front. So he starts yelling for security, like, hey, get this guy out of here. He's beating up women's. And they didn't get there fast enough, so he jumped onto a barricade, started yelling at the guy, and that's when someone threw a beer at him. And it cracked him in the head, which opened up. You know how head injuries are. I mean, they just bleed like there's no tomorrow. They just, I guess, because everything's so close to the surface there. I don't know. So he is just bleeding terribly. Security bounces the guy. It turns out Casey's fine. Don't worry, this Ken Casey guy. I know. So he's all bloodied up. He's trying to jump back into the action. His bandmates are holding on to him. Freaking fantastic. Source says, Ken is not afraid to stand up to anybody who's ruining the show for someone else. And the band's been clear. They won't tolerate abusive behavior.
Yeah. Good.
So there you go. Hopefully you had a calmer St. Patrick's Day than that. So, Bryn, you just handed this back to me. Am I to assume that means you like this?
Yes.
There's a new Motley Crue movie coming out. It's called The Dirt. It's a biopic. And one of the songs on the soundtrack is something that you'll be familiar with.
You like
what?
It?
What?
That is... No, I don't like it.
You
it's
don't?
Stupid.
Oh, all right.
It sort of sounds like Weird Al.
A
there,
little,
a
bit,
little bit,
yeah. That's funny. I do like that they went all minor on the chorus. So yeah, they have covered Madonna's "Like a Virgin," and I guess the initial idea to record a cover spontaneously popped into Nikki Sixx's head. He wasn't so sure about it at first, but finally they said, "Look, let's just cut a demo and see how it goes." They're like, "We love it. Yeah. Let's do it."
That's on Netflix coming up, the new movie, right?
I don't see it.
It's the 22nd.
The Dirt.
Yeah, March 22nd. Yeah. The Dirt is a Netflix thing. Let's see here. There's four songs that they recorded for the film. Like a Virgin is one of them and the only cover. The first new song to be released was a song called The Dirt, which I'm not sure if we heard or not. It features a guest appearance from rapper Machine Gun Kelly, who plays Tommy Lee in the film. So there's that. The Dirt.
A lot of the
soon.
Stuff that those guys were up to at that time doesn't translate to this time. And it's interesting watching them try to figure out how to tell their story.
And still seem like decent dudes.
Well, honestly, groupie behavior is not something that it's not palatable to the general public. And certainly,
and
as
being,
you see the way they treated women,
that's
and
what
women
I was gonna
signed
say.
Up, like went in for it. Like, yeah.
It's not just the groupie behavior that they took advantage of, that these chicks would basically do
anything.
Anything they asked of them. Pee in that litter box. Okay.
Well, and one
do
of the
stuff
stories.
Stuff to me, and I haven't bathed in 3 weeks.
One of the stories just broke. I think it's in the book. I'm not sure because Nikki Sixx started immediately backtracking that. Well, I think I made that part of the story up, but it was about him with a girl and then he gets Tommy Lee and they share, but she's not even. It's super sketchy story. And all of a sudden he starts going, that's not.
Hashtag not me.
That wasn't.
Hashtag not me.
That wasn't.
Not me.
I don't. Think that happened. That's
I made that up. It's just I'm trying to be dramatic.
Sketchy.
Very.
That's a good point, though.
There have been rumors about them and stories that they've been telling for years that are just like, wow, that seems like a dick move.
But, right.
But whatever.
We'll see how they... I'll be interested to see,
I'm sure,
A, how they show the story.
They've gussied it up a bit, I'm sure.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, they probably had to. Well, we don't want no trouble. Just a little publicity. Paris Hilton is one of those people who celebrates their birthday forever and ever and ever. And then just as they're done celebrating, it's time for the next birthday. Oh, my God. This is going to be great. So Paris, Kim Kardashian used to actually work for Paris Hilton. She
yes.
was like her
mm-hmm.
stylist.
Right.
And so it's funny because if you look at some of the old Paris Hilton video where she's walking around, like Kim is in her entourage and just sort of one of the people there long before she. And they were even sort of. I don't know if it was ever like a fight, but there was just like some not so nice things being said back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they're just friends again, because as Paris continues to celebrate her 38th birthday, well over a month after it's gone by. I think she's born in like February 17th.
Correct.
And so over the weekend, Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton were together at one of Paris's many parties. Paris had Kim, Courtney, yeah, tons of other famous pals at some undisclosed location. This was on Saturday night. It was decked out to the theme of hashtag Club Paris. And so there's a bunch of Instagram stuff Paris Hilton put up. She's got, I don't know how, isn't Kim Kardashian in the 100 million followers club?
Oh, I'm sure.
Is she?
I would say so.
I don't know how many people they have, but Paris has a mere 10 million followers.
That's it.
And she wrote
131 for Kim.
131. Holy crap. Yeah. So Paris wrote, love you, Kim Kardashian. So much fun celebrating my birthday with you at hashtag Club Paris. So Paris got tons of selfies. Do you have some of the stuff up there? They're saying that she did some epic pole dancing, which I'm going to say, no, she didn't.
Oh, was there a video?
Or if she did do epic pole dancing, it wasn't captured in the video that I saw. There was, you know, she's holding on to the thing and spinning around, but mostly she's just sort of settling slowly to the ground. Like, it's not, it doesn't look,
I can't,
they're saying epic,
her having strength to do
well,
all
she's
this
very
stuff.
Light, so I'm sure she's
she
no
is,
she's not
but...
doing any of the stuff. She's holding on to it. I think at one point she's got like a knee around it and a hand. She's just spinning and she's sort of like landing on her ass on the ground. Like, I don't know.
This video of these dopes right now. You know what though, that is really, what do you call that, a bodysuit?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I like it.
And it's slit down to her belly button because
really
everything
good.
Is these days.
Yeah,
she's, you know, 38 looks good on her.
Yeah.
But she's, she's pole dancing.
I want her to get married and have kids.
Well, I don't know if that's going to
happen. Why
do
you she want
just that? Broke up
I don't
with that
know
one guy.
Because I feel like
she just
that
broke
would settle
up.
Her down a little bit.
She
Not that
she
needs to be, but maybe.
That Chris Zilka guy. They broke up in November.
Yeah,
that
they
was
were
the last
engaged,
serious
right?
boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the diamond ring that she bought.
Right.
Or it was given to her for publicity.
Yeah, something. Oh, that's right. She said we didn't have to pay it. Like, yeah, I think that some jeweler gave it to her.
Yeah.
Like, here, you can use this. Just say where you got it, please. Anyway, happy birthday period. Happy ongoing birthday celebrations. It can't just be a party. It's got to be more of her birthday.
I don't let people do their thing,
sure.
But I have friends like that. It's birthday month. You go, okay.
Right.
Good for you. I love you, so I want you to have fun.
Yes.
I'm cheering and rooting for you to have the best month of the year.
All right. Way to celebrate. There's been a thing going on between John Stamos and Nick Jonas for a little while. We've talked about it here and there. I think I mentioned that I think it started with Nick Jonas. He had like a John Stamos T-shirt on, like a, you know, Uncle Jesse shirt.
Oh.
You know, so he
Cute.
Was photographed and he tagged John Stamos. And I don't know if they know each other in real life. Probably, right? All the famous people know each other. So after he wore the shirt, John Stamos had a picture of himself sleeping with a Nick Jonas pillow. Like, he's all curled up on the couch or on his bed or wherever he is. And he's hugging this pillow that has Nick Jonas's face on it. And it's been going back and forth here and there. John Stamos may have just done the thing. I don't know how Nick Jonas tops this or if he even wants to. He got a tattoo of Nick Jonas on his forearm.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He didn't.
He did.
He didn't.
He did.
They can fake this stuff.
Yeah, okay, you tell me.
Is it a henna?
It's you know, it's possible.
It's fake.
That, all right, if you say so.
There's a lady. Did you hear this story? There's a lady who got Harry Styles tattooed on her face. Did you see this picture?
No.
She's actually some up-and-coming artist who has in the in the past said, oh, I'm a real big Harry Styles fan. And then she said something like, look everyone, what I did. And it's a face tattoo. And it even had the red, like almost swollen
yes.
markings on it.
Yeah.
And I felt horrible looking at this picture. It wouldn't matter if she was gorgeous or not, but
she
destroyed her cheek
with
a picture of Harry Styles on it. And then after all of us who fell for it were like, oh my God, she went, I didn't really do that. Everyone calm down.
Her name is Kelsey Carter.
And I don't know who she is.
They're calling her a singer.
Okay. I don't know,
well,
but I saw the picture and thought, she's crazy, and why wouldn't someone stop her?
Right.
Why doesn't she have someone friendly enough?
Or even the tattoo artist, like, no, I'm not doing that.
Right. Exactly.
Well, this, it's not swollen, and it's very clean looking, so probably it's totally posted.
But there is a guy holding a tattoo gun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he went in there with a full camera setup, so most likely it's a prank, but it's pretty freaking funny.
It's super cute.
And it really looks, you know, the thing about faces, like people get, you know, you're getting that permanently on you. I think you have to make like double, triple check that the person can do faces. Like,
right.
Make them copy it out first.
It's a thing, for sure.
It is, because, God, you don't want, you know, get a picture of your mom and it looks more like your dad.
She was trying to get publicity for her new song coming out, which is called Harry.
Whatever, the picture itself
it is.
Looked for real.
Yeah.
It's all red.
I do see the red.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like this girl put his right on her cheek. It's his head on her cheek.
I wonder if they just put like some makeup on there just to make it look, because it does. It looks real. It looks like she really did. And it's not, there it is. That is, Harry Styles looks like he looks like a pig.
They're saying that the tattoo artist traced Harry's 2017 Rolling Stone cover, applied it to the girl's face, and then special effects makeup.
Yeah, effects it's just, makeup. I mean, thank God it's not real, because it's not good.
It's terrible. The way she announced it, though, was, you know, very legit. She was like, look what I did and I'm not sorry or something. And I fell for
yet.
It. Oh, did I was just thought, this is terrible.
They're saying even adding red color to her skin so it looked like she had gone under the needle.
I just felt so bad for her. A lot. I didn't feel as bad for, who's the guy who put Always Tired under his eyes?
Post Malone.
Uh-huh.
I wish he didn't do that too, but I don't feel sorry for him.
Nah, he'll be fine. Plus, we know why he's sleeping. Nick and the rest of the Jonas Brothers were like, oh my God, that's amazing. Legend.
He's even grimacing in one of the photos.
Yeah. No,
like,
he's.
Ow!
So I'm sure you're right. I'm sure that's not real. But mostly because it frankly looks like a Sharpie drawing. It's not swollen. I didn't even think about that. But of course, everything looks really angry and red when you first get it done.
Plus, he's just not that guy.
They're
it's not that he doesn't have any tattoos. He wouldn't go for the first one featured on his forearm. He gets
Nick
a Jonas brother. No.
I guess John Stamos' wife said, well, Nick, the only way you can one-up this is by naming your firstborn John Stamos. Is Nick the one who's with Priyanka Chopra?
I would like to say yes for sure, but I
think
get them
he is.
All
Kevin is the one who's been married for a long time.
Yeah, Nick is with Priyanka.
All right. Anyway, congratulations on being hilarious, everyone. And finally, Disney has rehired James Gunn for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Disney, and all the people who love the movies cheer.
Right. And all the people who are in the movies, too. They all were like, no, this guy needs to be the director. Disney fired James 8 months ago. This was after a series of offensive tweets from about 10 years ago had resurfaced. He was joking about rape and pedophilia. At the time that these came out, he said, "I used to make a lot of offensive jokes. I don't anymore." Disney's not commenting on the decision, but James tweeted about it without making an offensive joke. He said, "I'm always learning and will continue to work at being the best human being I can be. I deeply appreciate Disney's decision, and I'm excited to continue making films that investigate the ties of love that bind us all." Word has it that Disney decided to bring him back months ago. They'd had a series of conversations with him, and they've just announced it. In the meantime, he picked up a gig directing the sequel to Suicide Squad, so he's going to finish that movie first, and then they'll start on Guardians 3, which is, they're saying, about 3 years away now. Hmm. But looks like he's back. So congrats. Oh, and you know what? I'll add this in because we're actually, I have a second. Neil deGrasse Tyson is also coming back. The allegations against him were far more serious. So National Geographic, Nat Geo, and Fox have concluded their investigation into the sexual assault allegations against Neil deGrasse Tyson. They announced this weekend that they are going to resume airing his shows Cosmos and Star Talk. They didn't say what the investigation found, just that it's complete and the shows are coming back, and said there will be no further comment. Last November, he was hit with allegations from three women, two who said he sexually harassed them and a third who claimed he raped her. And then in December, another woman accused him of harassment. So that's it. He's coming back to TV. And they don't want to talk about it anymore.
All right.
It's coming up in the news, then.
The middle finger is protected by the Constitution, Sarah.
Right.
That doesn't mean that Bryn can't kick you in the face for showing it to him. But you have every right.
Right.
After these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:37 on Monday morning. An update on our camera situation. The cameras are on. The sound is still not working. It's not you. It's us.
It's going great.
So far, so good. It's really just going smashing. And they're trying to figure it out, and we're still doing the show. I mean, as far as the video being online, but yeah, it's not you. If you're wondering why you can't hear anything,
it's us.
We used to be able to blame it on the company. Can't even do that anymore. Apparently, it's in-house. So we'll blame Vaughn.
Yeah, Vaughn
will take the hit for this one. But you can still go to RadioAlice.com/watch. Takes you right to the Looking Glass, and you can watch the show. No volume.
The Radio Alice Report.
There's your update.
I feel pathetic.
It's not your fault. There's not a thing we can do about it. We just have to do our jobs.
Yep.
And hope that gets
fixed someday. Someday.
You guys look great, though.
Oh, man.
HD
quality. Luckily, who needs volume when you look like this?
Right. Look at that.
It's a good whew.
Anyway, here's what's happening. Lyft is officially kicked off.
Oh, yeah.
It's a roadshow for its initial public offering, with 30 million shares expected to sell for between $62 and $68 per share.
Oh, wow.
That's high.
That's high.
Really high.
Yeah.
That would raise more than $2 billion for the San Francisco ride-hailing company, right, which would be valued at $20
billion. Wow.
So,
All right.
I hope that goes well for you guys.
I hope all the new millionaires that are spawned out of that, you know, run right out and drive the home prices up. That'll be great.
It's going to be interesting to see if cars really do start to disappear. And I don't mean cars. I mean personal cars really do start to disappear in our lifetime. The changes have already moved so fast. It's crazy.
I know.
That when I started banking, I had a little book and they would. I'd take my little book in and they'd go, and hand me my book back, and I'd go, wow, look, I got $20.
Yep.
Yay.
And now it's
now it's all online. It moves so fast, and all we really are doing is moving numbers around.
Yep. Just do math every day.
There's no, I handling never see the money. Cash, the right. money never, it's just, apparently I something was put in my account with these numbers. And now I take those numbers and I send them all other places straight from that spot. And I've moved numbers. And
now I'm done banking for the day.
Right.
I didn't have to go to the bank at all.
Nobody touched anything.
Nope.
So I wonder.
I mean, they're saying the future is a Bitcoin app or, you know, or a cryptocurrency app on your phone. And that's just how it's going to be. So we'll see.
Well, now they've really gone and done it.
What have they done now, Vinny?
You know, the Flintstone house that was up for sale forever.
Yeah.
And then the people who bought it finally said, we're just going to embrace it.
It's amazing.
And put up dinosaurs everywhere and make it really be...
truly a Flintstone
the
house.
The Flintstone house.
All right.
Now Hillsborough is suing them.
Oh, for God's sake, Hillsborough. Let them have their dinosaurs.
The house is painted orange and purple.
Didn't it used to be white years ago?
I don't know if it was ever white.
It seemed like maybe it was like a creamy color.
Mm.
I don't know. I've been driving by that thing for years.
Yeah. It was like a burnt orange,
but I've never been
orange
there.
Color
yeah.
for uh-huh. a long time as I right. remember it. And then when these cats bought it, they went, we're
going crazy.
They painted part of it purple. And mm-hmm. since then, they've put up a bunch of those dinosaur sculptures. They're the ones that you can buy off
92,
Highway 92.
Huh? Yeah.
There are these rusty lawn sculptures.
Iron-looking
yeah.
Are they just
things?
Like skeletons of it? Or
uh-huh.
are they? Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, that's, so, it seems like that's the kind of sculpture they should have there.
Local officials last year labeled the property with figurines of characters from the Flintstones animated cartoon series as a public nuisance.
Or just
drivers
a fun thing to look
can
at.
Spot the hillside multi-domed home from 280.
Yeah.
This was the architect designed this place in the 70s and it didn't sell for a while.
Right.
It was on the market.
Well, it's a very specific, you know, you got to find someone who's a fan of the Flintstones. Who's got
anyway,
$3 million or whatever.
I'll keep
it was
you up
for.
On it. To me, it's fun, and you know, but I know what it's like to have neighbors who do something, and you just go, "I can't believe I have to deal with this. This sucks, man. We finally got our little piece of the world, and right across the
and
street,
there's a brontosaurus looking into my yard.
Right, we've got that happening, whatever it may be.
707 says the house is on Pier Space. I've never heard of that, and they're saying you could rent it out.
Oh.
Oh, Pier Space is like an Airbnb.
It sounds like
Pier Space.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
You can rent it for how much? What's that cost for a night? A night in the Flintstone house.
Sounds
fun.
Yeah,
it says get together somewhere better. Book thousands of unique spaces directly from local hosts.
Hmm.
So the I teased you with the middle finger is protected by the Constitution. Here's the story. A federal appeals court in Michigan, they say a woman's constitutional rights were violated when she was handed a speeding ticket after giving the finger to a Detroit officer in 2017.
So she wasn't speeding? He just gave her something because she flipped him off?
Basically, they're saying the officer needs a thicker skin. Even though it was rude, the officer should have known better. Apparently, the officer stopped this woman and wrote her a ticket for a lesser violation. When that stop was over, the woman middle-fingered the guy.
Mm. Oh, as she was leaving?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, thanks for my ticket. Here's your change. And flinged him the bird. He pulled her right over again and gave her a more serious ticket for speeding.
Oh, even though she wasn't.
Well, I mean, that puts her in a situation where she has to defend herself either way, right?
Yes.
And frankly, I think most of this stuff ends up becoming, do I have the patience to pursue this or am I just going to...
She has no patience.
Well, but clearly she's decided that she's going to pursue this right up the chain because it ended up at a federal appeals court where they said, your rights were violated.
Oh, good.
You are allowed to say that.
You shouldn't, necessarily.
You definitely shouldn't.
I mean, you are kind of asking for it, but you should be allowed to.
She sued, saying her free speech rights and her rights against unreasonable seizure were violated. And so...
Yeah.
You can do that if you want. Like I was saying earlier, though, you can flip off Bryn, but if he kicks you in the face for doing so, you may or may not have asked for it.
Well, you did ask for it. The problem is, though, that what he does if he kicks you in the face is now
I'm asking
battery,
for a lawsuit,
and
right?
That's right. Exactly. So you're asking for...
Right. Well, he knows better.
He does. He's learned that lesson. Right, Bryn?
I always knew the lesson. Never had to learn it.
Did you?
Come on. Come on.
I guess my point, though, is you better accept the consequences for your freedom of speech.
Well, now you can cite, you got to learn the exact name and case number, and you say, listen, I'm allowed to flip you off, and you're going to be in big trouble, mister. I'm going to write you a ticket for pulling me over for flipping you the bird.
This is one of those stories that is sad, and yet I guess people can do what they want.
Am I going to cry?
No, not sad like that. The website seekingarrangement.com has released a list of colleges with the most students looking for sugar daddies.
Oh.
This is where a student could be a male or female. I told you a story about this, but it doesn't matter. That's not the story we're talking about now. The story now is that there's enough people on seekingarrangement.com that connects sugar daddies with sugar babies, male or female, I guess. But the idea is...
Find a rich guy.
You know in advance exactly what's expected of you.
Right. What I'm the
gonna
other
get
person's
this
thinking.
Money, and you're going to get
the
this
girlfriend experience
from me.
Right.
Which does seem...
Prostitution
illegal?
Illegal, but apparently it's vague enough that they're getting away with it. Here, so the first thing I did was go, oh my God, which schools in California are up to this?
Which ones?
It's only one.
Oh, which one?
Cal State Fullerton.
Oh.
Fullerton's down in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
It's where I was born.
Huh.
Meh. Number one is Georgia State. University of Central Florida, which I think is the biggest college in America, population-wise, like numbers-wise.
Has the number of students.
Right. University of Alabama, Florida State, University of Florida, lots of Florida. Rutgers.
Rutgers. Rutro.
University of Nevada, University of North Texas, and University of Missouri.
Huh.
More than 1,300 students have signed up for seeking arrangement at Georgia State.
Wow.
1,300 are in a deal with someone.
Well, I'll be.
Who's
I
willing
just want to. A nice life where I have these beautiful Southern Belle gowns.
Yeah, I told you, a
I
friend
drink
of mine.
Sweet tea and eat peaches.
Who's a doctor.
Yeah.
In this Las is Vegas, the story. He was on a date with a girl. He was introduced to someone. I don't even remember
but
how
this
they
wasn't
connected.
Through it. She just happened to
no,
be.
No, she later, after the first date, said, look, here's the deal.
And she gave him like her page on.
Yeah. She said, this
what's
is
it called? Seeking Arrangements?
Yeah, Seeking Arrangements. And she said, look, I'm not looking for love, and I will do all the stuff you like, everything. But this
you
is
need
what
to support
I need.
Me.
This is what I need in order to do that. And he was like, but I thought we liked each other.
No, I do like you. You're fine. I like you enough.
I thought we were going to go on another date. I didn't know that we were going to be
oh,
this.
Oh, we'll go on all the dates you want, but here's what it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
I'm just, like a hooker, just not exactly like a hooker.
So weird.
I know, that is weird.
Just all business.
So that's legal, but not prostitution.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Boy, Abraham Lincoln, so great, keeps rubbing it in our face from the grave. Oh. Abraham Lincoln became a lawyer without going to law school. He just studied on his own and then passed the bar there in Illinois.
Oh.
Meh.
Well, imagine that. Come on, Adele.
Some guy out there who's taken the bar five times and can't get over it. And Abe does it on his own.
Well, he was brilliant.
I guess. I mean, yes. Clearly.
Right.
Green bean casserole was created in 1955 by a woman named Dorcas Riley.
Dorcas.
Dorcas.
I love green bean casserole.
I thought you were going to say you like the name Dorcas.
Dorcas is not as good as green bean casserole.
She worked at Campbell's Soup. It was to help sell cream of mushroom soup, and it was such a success, she was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 2002.
Oh, wow.
Dorcas Riley.
Well, congratulations, Dorcas Riley. I wonder if she ever made any money off of that or no.
Probably
it
not.
It was Campbell's.
Right.
They're like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Dorcas. Now get back to work.
Check this out. Right. San Francisco had its own Statue of Liberty on a hill in the middle of the city starting in the 1880s.
Really? Mm.
But it became so dilapidated, they took it down in the 50s.
Huh. Just in the 50s, huh?
Where's a picture of
yeah,
that?
Where's a picture
I don't
of that?
Know.
The San Francisco Statue of Liberty. See if you can find that.
Nothing. Was it the same size?
I don't. Huh. It'd have to be big.
Right.
William.
The Statue of Liberty.
Does it
large.
Say where it was in the city?
Some hill. Up on a hill.
Mm-hmm. Just middle of the city. Mm-hmm. Starting in the 1880s and became so run down by the 50s that they just took it down.
On Twin
is
Peaks
that
or
it?
Something.
I found something. I just can't really. I can't verify that this is the
I
actual.
I see like Sutro's Triumph of Light statue.
What is that? And where would this be?
Wow, look at that. Is it's hard to tell because there aren't a whole lot of other landmarks.
Right.
That looks like Twin Peaks.
It does look like Twin Peaks, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, look at that.
Interesting city fast fact there
yeah.
for you.
Put that picture up on our, the Sarah and Vinny website. The
I want it
page.
To be accurate before I post it.
Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Did Vinny talk about what Sandy was making at his house this weekend? Christina posted a video of her using a jigsaw, I think. Yeah. To my surprise, I went and I think it was Saturday. I went surfing.
Yeah.
And then I see this picture posted of my mom using a saw with her thumb right there next to the saw. And I'm like, what are you two doing? First, I got the video from them direct.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, she's going to cut her thumb off. Stop her. And meanwhile, these two are making some kind of contraption that will go over the in our living room. There's a big... What do they call those? Chimney. But it's not a chimney because it's gas. But it's brick. There's bricks all over the place.
Like there's a hearth sticking out?
Is yes. And it's dangerous. So they're covering it with, they're making some contraption to cover it. But they needed wood backing for the padding.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what they were cutting. So Christina posted a video of her using a jigsaw, I think. Yes, they were crafting. Some
going
kind
big
of
crafting.
Chimney cover.
I see.
Or hearth? Is that what you just
well,
called it?
Well, the thing that sticks out the front
yes,
is
that part.
I think that's called the hearth. I'm not
it's deadly.
Positive. Yeah, well, when you have little kids, they fall and crack their head on those bricks. That's
absolutely.
The last fall they take.
Right.
You know that they sell bumper pads for that.
I don't know that.
They do.
I wasn't involved in this conversation or process at all.
Hmm.
I just know that when I got home, I said... Christina goes, I don't know how to use a saw. And I go, yeah, well, neither does she. You don't put your thumb in the way of the thing. You're like a woodshop accident waiting to happen.
Mm. Yes.
There are woodshop teachers all over the Bay Area going, no.
My
oh,
mom's
no.
like, oh, stop it.
Did they build it? Is it all set?
It's not done yet, but it's in process.
You're going to do some padding on it now. Staple some fabric over some nice padding.
415 says, the Chase Center is in Mission Bay, not South Beach.
Oh, well, what's the difference?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Wilson Luke has written, thank you so much for the birthday wishes this morning. It means so much to me that my radio family of over a decade remembers my birth. We didn't.
We didn't. Your friend Taylor sent it to us.
We didn't remember.
Really sweet.
I did say happy birthday to him on Facebook, though.
Oh, good.
Fun.
Like yesterday or over the weekend, whatever.
Well, happy birthday, Wilson. Thanks for letting us be part of your life.
Yeah.
Research shows that iGen, the generation born after 95 with cell phones in their hands and easy access to the internet, have the highest rates of depression and anxiety.
Huh.
And
not
so
surprising.
We do have long-term studies that look at the effects of always being on the social media and comparing ourselves to others. Look up Gene Twing for the data and research.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, as these people get older into their middle age and beyond, you know, what will their kids be like?
Or we'll see a pullback from it.
Which I'm hoping for, like a little renaissance as to, you know, like real life. Go to the forest.
I mean, it's just like vinyl making a comeback. You go, oh, look at people after having had access to all this other stuff go, you know what's really neat? Not that.
Yeah. My kid lays on his bed and listens to albums.
Right.
I love it.
Boom. How's that?
It's great.
It's coming up in the trash.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's time.
It is that time. Well, I've got the album charts and more.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.